Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And man who has some opinions on just about everything going on in the world. We appreciate that. He's Jay Crawford. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Jeff, Jay. Andy, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Before we get into anything serious, uniforms tomorrow, what are you looking for?
Well, you know, it'd be impossible for me to describe what I'm looking for. It's one of those things that I'll know it when I see it. So I'll tell you then. If they hit a home run, I'll let you know. But I tend to lean towards old school traditional. So that's what I'm looking for.
I'm just not looking for a complete retread of something we've done before. I threw out that I really like the Carolina Panthers uniforms and what they've done with that. And to me, Jay, they've taken old school football uniforms and given them a little bit of a modern flair. And I would love to see the Browns do something like that with their uniforms.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I hope we see something along that line, because I do like the, you know, just sort of the simplicity of the old school, but there's a way to make it look like it's retro, but also up to date. Yeah. And it's a fine line that you have to walk, but you know, we have seen other teams do it, so hopefully we can nail it.
Hey, Jay, I was just looking through some stuff today. WKYC and the Indians are teaming up for a benefit. Anything more than that? I saw that there's going to be, Tito's going to be on it. You're going to have a ton of other Indians on there. Any other info on that?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's going to start online at 6:30 and then on Channel 3 from, I believe, 7:30 to 8:30. It's a fundraiser in conjunction with the Indians to help raise money for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cleveland, which I think obviously is a great cause. And, you know, they, like everybody else, could use the money right now. And anybody that, you know, can find their way to help would certainly be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, Jay, also saw CeCe Sabathia was doing that for the kids in New York, too, Boys and Girls Club.
Great cause.
Pitching in on the same cause, yeah.
How you guys holding up, Jay? Obviously, we're all doing our jobs a different way. We'll see that in the draft as well. You guys doing television news in a different way. How's it going?
Hanging in there. It's becoming a little more routine. This is actually our fourth week from broadcasting at home. So, you know, they say it takes a couple of weeks for it to form a habit and for it to feel like it's a routine. And I think it certainly is. If fallen into that category where, you know, it feels like routine, it's just, you know, it's very difficult. Like you guys, you know, you find shortcuts, you find, you know, better ways to do things the more you do it. But there's no substitute for, in your case, sitting in a studio where you can visually see each other and know when the other's going to talk. You know, the technology gives us delays that I'm sure you guys are pulling your hair out over as well. Everybody seems to be starting and stopping at the same time and on again, off again. So, you know, but we're all trying to do the best we can with it and make do. And, you know, I think we're closer to the end of this than the beginning, which is good if that's the case. And hopefully, you know, the way I look at it is at the end of every day, we're one day closer to the end of it.
Jay, is that based on anything that you've read lately or just because I kind of, you know, you hear the curve, but then you also hear mass for another year. You hear mixed signals all over the time, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what's right and what's not right, or when to have patience and when not to have patience.
No, you're right, but I know this: you can't continue to shut down 100% of America for something that is taking lives. We know it's taking lives. You can't minimize the loss of human life, no matter when it happens. But at some point, the question has to be asked, and we talked about this last week when I was on with you guys.
Right.
Yep. At some point, the question has to be asked, you know, at what cost? And, you know, we've lost, I believe the number now is around 22,000 souls. That's incredible loss. Incredible loss. But everything has to maintain perspective. The previous two flu seasons combined claimed 100,000. You know, so an average of 50,000 per year. We're at half of that now. And I think that number is being kept where it is because of the mitigation that we've done. But at some point, there already are businesses that won't be able to reopen. They just won't. They don't have the capital. They're out of business. What percentage of those businesses? We don't know. We'll find out when we slowly, gradually go back to our lives. But it can't. You can't remain in the state that we're in and hope that there's going to be any kind of thriving economy when we come out of this. So you're already hearing politicians talk about how you reopen. They're asking those questions. They need to be asked. I think one of the big developments recently is the 15-minute test. So I think what we do is, this is just me talking, no speculation or inside information. If it were me, I would continue to ask those that are in the high-risk categories, and we know who those are now. I would ask those in high-risk situations to remain quarantined, and that's the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. Those two groups combine the vast majority, over 90% of those that have lost their lives have been in that category. So it's easier to quarantine elderly. Most of them aren't in the workforce. And those with pre-existing conditions, it's a matter of saving your life. Do you want to save your life? If you do, continue to stay quarantined for as long as you need to. But at the bottom, at the end of this, you can't have 100% of the country locked down and all of these industries in neutral when in reality it probably is only a true risk of loss of life to a very small percentage of society. So at some point, these questions have to be asked and answered, and we have to get back to the business of business. And I think my personal opinion is we're closer to that than we are to the beginning of this. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to see people wearing masks in July. You may still see people wearing masks. But the advent of this 15-minute test will tell people whether or not you've had it and you've developed the antibody for the virus. If you have, you're deemed safe. You're clear. You can go back. And, you know, how long it takes to test 350 million people, I have no idea. I imagine weeks, if not months. But, you know, I don't know if we go to a citizen certification program where once you're tested and you do have the antibodies, you're cleared to resume your life and go back to work and do your things that you've done all along. I don't know how this is going to look, but I know it can't continue to look like this because the damage that's being done in some cases is you can't turn back the clock on it.
Yeah, it's irreparable. Jay Crawford's joining us from Channel 3. You know, Jay, Andy and I talked about this the minute stuff started to happen about the economy. The one thing, and I won't say it's caught me by surprise, but the one thing that's been really stunning, what's it been, a month? And look at how different the economy is in just a month. Makes you realize how fragile the whole system is.
Man, it's a great point. You know, when you I mean, I know it's just a month, but at the same time, and this is kind of crazy, but if you look at 1 month in a percentage basis, 1 month is 9% of the annual budget, the annual economy.
Yeah.
And like I saw a stat today, air travel is down 95%. So So that means if they were to open tomorrow, which they're not, but if they were to be full force back on tomorrow at 100%, that means all of their earnings are down at least 9% because it's a month's lost revenue. 2 months turns that into 18%. 3 months turns that into 27%. Which business that you know of can safely move through this time and navigate into the future with a 30% decrease year over year in revenue? That most of them don't have that kind of operating margins. And when you look at restaurants, which is a huge employer for our area, restaurants and entertainment, when you look at that business, the profit margins for those businesses are minuscule. And so you're talking about 2 months of lost revenue minimum for these restaurants. That's 20% of their annual income. I don't know how many of them last year do you think will tell you made 20 cents on the dollar. Very few, if any. So it's scary for these restaurants and these small businesses. And, you know, everybody thinks about corporations and protecting corporations, and that's fine. They are a big driver of our economy. But the vast majority of us work in small businesses.
It's a good point. I mean, everything is really well said there. Jay, I'm just curious, in your your nightly news, just, you know, telling stories and hearing stories that are out there among people from Northeast Ohio, any of those stories just, like, touched your heart and kind of said, wow, that's kind of the story, or that makes me believe in Cleveland, or that, you know, or we get it here in Ohio? Any of those stories?
There are many, Andy, and I'll tell you, honestly, you know, we look for those because those are the stories that I think we gravitate to in times of crisis. We're looking for any silver cloud we can find. And, you know, I think this was over the weekend, town hall in Ohio City with their food drive, they've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars that are being matched by, in some cases, we know who the people are. I know Baker contributed a large fund for matching funds. The matching fund donation is brilliant because that spurs others to give. You know, I'm going to write a check for $50,000 if we can raise another $50,000 somewhere else. So you're turning that donation really into $100,000 from one big seed and then a lot of tiny seeds. And this is a time where everybody has some concern about their future. Will my job exist when the lights come on? Will my paycheck continue to come in? What will happen if I miss three rent payments? What will happen if I can't afford my car payment? What a lot of families are going to have to make decisions, what stays on and what goes off. What bills do I prioritize? And, you know, I'm constantly hearing people that have means that are in a situation that's much more favorable than the average American that are giving money or time. And, you know, that's heartwarming. And I love those stories, and we look for those stories as often as we can. And I think the underreported story has been the sacrifice that those in the healthcare profession that are in the midst of dealing with this crisis. Because when you say healthcare workers, that doesn't mean 100% of all healthcare workers are fighting this fight on a daily basis. There are those that are immersed in it. My daughter lives in New York City. She's George Stephanopoulos' producer. He just tested positive. You know, my daughter's pregnant. So I'm scared to death about what might happen with her. Every night at 7 o'clock, people open their windows and hang out their windows of apartments in Manhattan and applaud the healthcare workers as they're changing shifts because they're trying. Those are the people in New York City. This is a war. And it is in many other areas across the country. There are many areas where they haven't seen a COVID-19 patient. And thank God for that. But these healthcare workers that are immersed in the epicenters of this battle in New Orleans and Detroit and in New York City and in Seattle was the hot spot originally, these healthcare workers go to work every single day knowing that they could catch a virus that could take their lives. And it has had the infection rate among healthcare workers is far greater, as you'd expect, than it is the average American. This actually poses a small risk to the average American. But when all of this is said and done, and all of the cases are counted up in the United States of America, it will be less than fewer than 1% in all likelihood that contracted the disease, the virus. Healthcare workers are being infected at an alarming rate, in some areas in the 30 percentiles. So these people are walking in their job every day knowing they could catch something that would take their life. And they're still going, and they're still doing their jobs. And in many cases, they have to come home and quarantine from their families because the last thing they want to do is come home and infect their families. So every facet of their life has been fascinated. And I think you're hearing about it, but I think to the degree that it's affecting some of our healthcare workers, it's absolutely stunning. It really is.
Jay, your work schedule for today, when can we see you?
Back on at 5. We just wrapped up the noon show about 45 minutes ago. We're on every day from noon to 12:30. And, you know, this is just a new show that we've added since the outbreak, just as a way to midday keep people up to date with the latest information. We're on again at 5 o'clock with What's New. Betsy Kling's my co-host. And, you know, we're trying to find that balance, Jeff and Andy, and you guys probably go through this too. You're wondering, in your case, there's no sports, so there's really not much to talk about. You have to find stories where they are. But you're also asking yourselves every day, what does our audience want us to talk about? What do they want to hear?
Yep.
And that's difficult because a lot of that's guesswork. You know, you do have real-time reaction with social media and whatnot, but you hope that you're on point, and that's what we're doing every day. We're hoping that the mix of news that we're delivering hits the right tone and balance. We know we have to inform the public on any new information and developments with the virus, particularly locally in Ohio and how things are here. But we also understand that there's an overdose that you can put your viewers through if you're one straight hour of, you know, COVID-19 talk. So we're trying to find the right blend of news and other stories that can kind of serve as a diversion to some of the, you know, not so great headlines that we have to immerse ourselves in every day.
We thank you for taking time to be with us today. And good thoughts, Jay, as always. Thank you.
I always enjoy it, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Stay safe. And the same to all your listeners. Stay safe. Take care of one another.
Jay Crawford from Channel 3 joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jay, thank you very much, bud. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.